Well, from what I understand, you're reading First Canto on Sundays, first chapter, so I'm picking up from there. This is First Canto, Chapter 1, Text 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tan
na
Shushu shamananam, arhasi, anga, anuvarti, anivart.
It's better here.
Anuvarnitum,
yasya,
avataro, bhutanam, shemaya, cha. Bhavaya cha tanna shushu shamananam arhas yanganuvartinuvarnitum arhas yanganuvarnitum yasyavataro bhutanam Shemayacha Pavayacha Tanna Shushu Shamananam Arhas Yanganuvarnitum Yasyavataro Bhutanam Shemayacha Pavayacha Tanna shushu shamananam Arhas yanganuvarnitum Yasyavataro bhutanam Shemaya cha pavaya cha.
Who has a copy of this book at home? Who has a copy? Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay, so you can bring them tomorrow, because we'll continue reading from here. And everyone else has to buy a copy. But we don't have the copies here, so maybe we have to take advance orders or something. How long will it take us to get books from?
Maybe a week.
Okay. I'll be gone, but you'll have Bhagavatam. Tan, tat, those, naha, unto us, shushu shamananam,
those who are endeavoring for,
arhasi, ought to do it, anga, o sutta Goswami,
anuvarnitam,
to explain by following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. Yasya, whose, avataraha, incarnation, bhutanam,
of the living beings,
shemaya,
for good,
cha,
and
bhavaya,
upliftment,
cha,
and
O Sutta Goswami, we are eager to learn about the personality of Godhead and his incarnations. Please explain to us those teachings imparted by previous masters, acharyas, for one is uplifted both by speaking them and by hearing them. Purport. The conditions for hearing the transcendental message of the Absolute Truth are set forth herein. The first condition is that the audience must be very sincere and eager to hear. And the speaker must be in the line of disciplic succession from the recognized acharya. The transcendental message of the Absolute is not understandable by those who are materially absorbed. Under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, one becomes gradually purified. Therefore, one must be in the chain of disciplic succession and learn the spiritual art of submissive hearing. In the case of Sutta Goswami and the sages of Naimisharanya, all these conditions are fulfilled because Srila Sutta Goswami is in the line of Srila Vyasadeva, and the sages of Naimisharanya are all sincere souls who are anxious to learn the truth. Thus, the transcendental topics of Lord Sri Krishna's superhuman activities, his incarnation, his birth, appearance or disappearance, his forms, his names, and so on, are all easily understandable because all requirements are fulfilled. Such discourses help all men on the path of spiritual realization. Om Adhanatimirantasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Vaisham Tathati Shapadatikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Patakamanan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitamstam Sajivam Sahadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sadha Kanta Namostate Tatakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Vai Priye Vancha Kolpataru Pyascha Kripa Sintho Pyaeva Cha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasani Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tanna Shushu Shamanana Arhasyam Ganvar Nitum Yasyavataro Bhutanam Shemayacha Pavayacha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that there are five items that are particularly powerful in the execution of devotional service. What is that? Sadhu Sangha, to associate with bona fide devotees of the Lord. To worship the deity of the Lord, or render devotional service, practical devotional service. To chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To live in Vrindavan, or a transcendental place of the Lord's activities, and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. These five are so powerful that by any one of them, one can become perfect in devotional service. And there are 64 items of devotional service. And of all of them, these five are the most important. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamanam Vaishnavanam Priyam. Of all the Vedic literature, this is the spotless Purana, Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Puran. It's the ripe fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. Kalpataru. From the Vedas, you can get everything. Material advancement, mental speculative progress, religious activities, economic prosperity, satisfaction of the senses, liberation. But the ultimate fruit of the Vedic knowledge is found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which presents pure devotional service, unalloyed devotional service. So it's the of this desire tree of Vedic knowledge, which can give anything that we want, this is the ripe fruit. And it's become more relishable, sukam pradamrita dravyasamrita, because it's spoken by Srila Sukhi Goswami. So it's become even more relishable. Shuka also means parrot. It's said that when a parrot touches the fruit, it ripe fruit, it becomes more tasteful. And I spoke to someone who had a mango grove, and he told me that that's actually true. When the parrot pecks on the fruit, that part becomes like accelerated in ripening. The whole fruit becomes very nice. It's so ripe that you can practically drink it. Therefore, pibata bhagavata rasamaliyam. One should drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, from which one can get all understanding of our relationship with Krishna. Muhuroho rasika puripavaka. Those who know how to relish the cream of spiritual knowledge will appreciate this Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll go on drinking this Srimad Bhagavatam again and again. So the Bhagavatam is being spoken at Naimisharanya. It was spoken earlier to Shukadeva Goswami, to King Parikshit, on the banks of the Ganges, near Hastinapur, at the time of the kings leaving this world. And again it's spoken by Suta Goswami to the sages at Nainisharanya. Suta Goswami was present when Shukadeva Goswami spoke. And now the sages express their eagerness to hear about these topics. Tanna Shushushamanana. Shushushu means very eager to hear. Very eager to hear. Srila Prabhupada mentions this as the first qualification. To speak to an audience that's not interested is pointless. Or to sit without interest will not give very much benefit. The expression is in one ear and out the other. But when the when we're very eager to hear, why are we eager to hear? Because the science of Krishna is being given. Krishna means the absolute reality, the personality of God.
There's so many material topics that can be heard about.
But they're ultimately of no value. At the time of death, what will be the benefit of those topics? But these topics of Krishna, will have eternal value. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was so keen to hear about Krishna that he left his kingdom and he sat down in the bank of the Ganga and gave up sleeping, gave up eating, gave up drinking. He just wanted to hear the nectar of Krishna Katha. That's Shushu Shaman. Very keen to hear. Shushu Shaman. If we sit in an airplane and they give these announcements that you check and see where the emergency exit is, and in the event of an untoward incident, you do this and you do that, and nobody listens. But if the plane were in terrible weather and going up and down, and they announced that we might have to land the plane in the ocean, everyone would listen with absolute attention. How you adopt the brace position, where the nearest exit is, everyone would be absolutely keen to hear. Because our life would depend on it. Though actually our life depends on it. The difference between knowing the science of Krishna and not knowing the science of Krishna is the difference between getting freedom from birth and death and going back to Godhead, or continuing again in the cycle of repeated birth and death in 8,400,000 species of life. Jatvadeham punarjanmanaiti manaiti sarjan. Janma karma chame divyam eva yoveti tanfita. If one factually understands Krishna, not sentimentally, Krishna is one of the gods, Krishna is my favorite god, but actually understands who Krishna is, and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and that just by knowing Krishna, one can get free from birth and death. If one has that understanding, then it goes back to God. So, you see, the matter of our highest self-interest, said, Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu treyuttama. Who should approach a pramanic guru? It's the person who's very jigyasu, who's inquisitive. Inquisitive about what? How to have better family happiness, how to be more calm on the job, how to get better grades in school. Shreya Uttamam, inquisitive about the ultimate gain in life, ultimate benefit in life. There are two words, Prayas and Shreyas. Prayas means immediate benefit. Worldly benefit, immediate benefit, the benefit that we get right now. And Shreya means long-term benefit. The child wants to go out and play soccer and enjoy immediate benefit. But the parents tell him, "Oh, son, you have an exam in 2 days. You have to study very hard, very seriously." Because the parents are thinking long range. He's only thinking immediately. So even that long range is not very long range. Here's actually long range. That for millions and millions of lifetimes, I've been revolving in the cycle of birth and death. Now I have this human form of life for a short time only. This is my opportunity for getting out of material existence. So, jigyasu shreya uttam, for a person who's serious about that, gurum prapadyeta, such a person should surrender to a bona fide guru. Why? For hearing. Not for status. Yes, now I'm initiated. Not for complying with community expectations. Not for having a more prosperity in this world. Not for increasing my material assets. But Shreya Uttamam, to attain the ultimate purpose of life. Shru Shru Shamana. For the sages, as a businessman would be very eager to hear about a lucrative deal, or a lusty man would be very eager to hear about some opportunity to meet a very beautiful girl. For the sages were very eager to hear about Krishna. Very eager to hear about Krishna. Shru Shushamana, Tanna, Shru Shushamana. Please speak to us, because we're very eager to hear. We're not uninterested. Tanna Shru Shushamana na Armasi Anga Anuvarnito. It's appropriate, suitable for you to speak to us. Anuvarnito. Varnito means describing. And anuvarnito means describing by following this anu particle. Not particle, it's a prefix. This anu prefix indicates following. Anuvarnito. Please describe, not by concocting something, not by your own great intelligence, anuvarnito, by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. The audience has to be qualified by eagerness to hear, and the speaker has to be qualified by coming in the bona fide disciplic succession, parampara system. What is that? Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. That one should approach a bona fide spiritual master who has this qualification, that he's heard. That he's heard Shrotriyam. And Brahmanishtam, that he has full faith in Krishna. What is the verse? It's very strange that it's disappeared. Tadvigyan artam saguru meva bhikanshchit. Vigyan, if one wants to have realization, assimilated knowledge, actual, practical knowledge, not just superficial knowledge, book knowledge, genuinely understood knowledge, that's called vigyan. To vigyan artam, for the sake of getting that knowledge, sa guru meva abhigachche, one must approach. Gachche is imperative, one must, not one may. One must approach a pramana guru. To vigyan artam sa guru meva abhigachche. Samadpani shrotriyam namashtam. Not anyone who's claiming he's a guruji, or other people are saying he's a guruji, or he's an avatar, or he's this, that. Shrotriyam brahmanishtam. Evam prampra praptam imam rajarshivati. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I spoke this science, imam vivashvate yoga. I spoke to Vivashan, the sun god. Proktavanam avyayam. The same science. I didn't make up something new for Bhivishan. The eternal science of one's relationship with the Supreme. I spoke to Bhivishan. Bhivishan Manave Prabhu. Bhivishan spoke to his son, Manu, Vaivashvata Manu. Manu Ikshakave Ravi. Manu spoke to Ikshaku,
forefather of Lord Ramchandra.
Evam prampara praptam imam rajarshi. In this way it came down, 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 down. And the rajarshis understood it in this prampara system. By hearing.
Each one heard from the predecessor and spoke to his successor, who spoke to his, who spoke to his.
Evam prampara praptam imam rajarshi. One has to, the speaker has to have that qualification, that he has to be in the line of the acharyas. Not that he's a professional and he's got a good little bhajan band and he's speaks very nicely and he tells good jokes and he's a very reputed reciter. That's beside the point. And such reciters, on Monday they speak about Ram Katha, on Friday they speak about Ganesh Ji Katha, 2 days later they're speaking about Shiv Katha. That means they're not devotees of Krishna or Vishnu. A Vaishnava Guru or Nasyat. They're not qualified. They're not qualified. Yapashtandi Bhavedruva. In the Shastra it said, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahmarudrari Dairatai Samatvenaiva Vikshayata Sampashtandi Bhavedruva. If one thinks that Narayan and other devatas like Brahma, Lord Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, Kali, Murgan, this one, that one, are on the same level as Narayan. Sapashandi Pavitra. Pashandi means like the Muslims have that word kafir, or the Christians say infidel. So the Vedic equivalent is Pashandi, gross deviant. Pashandi Pavitra. Mm-hmm. One has to approach. Srila Sanatana Goswami has said, Avaishnava Mukho Girnam Putam Harikatamata Shravanam Naivakartavya Sarpuch Chishtaryatapaya. Krishna Katha is like nectar, but one should not hear that nectar from the non Vaishnavas. Shravanam Naivakartavya. One should never, it should not be done. It's like drinking milk that's been touched by the lips of a serpent. Oh, such strong words. He's a sadhu, he's a saintly person, and you're comparing him to a sarp? Yes. Why? Because he's not accepting the personality of Godhead. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Pratyaja Mamekam Shani Praja. Give up all your other dharma and surrender to him. And on Monday they say surrender to Krishna, on Wednesday they say surrender to Shiva, on Friday they say surrender to Ganesh, on some other day they say this, that. What is that? Krishna demands, Mam Ekam, only me. Mam Ekam Charanamrita, in Bhagavad Gita, last word of Bhagavad Gita. And they're saying some other thing. Therefore, sarva. Because they're directing our attention away from Krishna, away from the personality of Godhead, and inventing their own idea that everyone is, doesn't matter which God you worship, because ultimately you get to the same place. God is ultimately impersonal, and these personal manifestations, just pick and choose anyone you like. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't say, wherever you go, you get the same, whoever you worship, you get to the same destination. Yanti deva vrta deva, pitrin yanti patri vrta, bhutani yanti bhutejya, yanti madhyajanopima. Those who worship the devas, Mahadev or any dev,
Yanti Deva. They go to the Devas. Deva Lok. Yanti Deva Vrita Devan. Pitrin Yanti Pitri Vrita. Those who are worshipping the ancestors go to the ancestors. Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja. There are ghost worshippers. Do they go to the same destination as everyone else? No, they go to where the ghosts are. Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja. There are people who are ghost worshippers. That's where they go. Yanti Madhyajanobhimam. Those who are worshipping me come to me. Not everyone comes to me. It's not that if you buy a ticket for Rome, you go to Rome. You buy a ticket for Kuwait, you go to Rome. You buy a ticket for Melbourne, you go to Rome. No. You buy a ticket for Bombay, you go to Rome. No, you miss that. You buy a ticket for Bombay, you go to Bombay. You buy a ticket for Rome, you go to Rome. And these people say, any ticket you buy, you go to the same place. And people are thinking this is very profound. So one should not hear from such persons. Strictly one should avoid. This is the advice of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Rather, one should hear from the person who's authentically representing the parampara system in the line of acharyas, following in the footsteps of Srila Sutta Goswami. As Sutta Goswami, what's his qualification? Why did we say following in the footsteps? Because he's following in the footsteps of Sukadeva Goswami. He is following in the footsteps of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is ultimately Krishna's incarnation, but he also is taking direction. Krishna Brahma Narad Vyas. He had his guru, Vyasadeva. So in this way one should hear from the right person. Otherwise it won't be understood. Even if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam or try to understand spiritual realization, if we don't hear from the right person, we won't get the right understanding. And there's another point, that those who, it's not understood, not understandable by those who are materially absorbed. When we're absorbed in matter, obsessed with matter, how are we going to understand the spiritual reality? Therefore, one is advised to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can free one from this obsession with matter and material absorption by the expert guidance of the spiritual master. One becomes extricated from that enchantment by Maya, by that obsession with Maya. And one starts to turn toward the absolute, toward the reality. Tamasi ma jyotirlinga. So, therefore one is advised to hear under proper direction of a bona fide spiritual master so that one becomes gradually purified and one can understand all these things and get the ultimate benefit. Tannashu shushamananam arsi anganuvarnitun yasyanu avataro bhutanam shemaya cha palaya cha. We want to hear about the personality of Godhead who has descended from the spiritual world. He hasn't taken birth like an ordinary human being. Avatar means that by his own will, Atmamayaya, he's descended from the spiritual world. That's extraordinary. We're interested in hearing about actors, actresses, sports heroes, politicians, so many people, even fictional characters, Harry Potter.
who are simply either figments of the imagination entirely, or whose qualifications are that they're absorbed in material energy in some particular way. They're still bound to the cycle of birth and death. They're slaves of the material energy. So we're advised that rather than hear those topics, we should hear these topics about Avatar, the person who has descended from the spiritual world, the ultimate person, Krishna, who has descended from the spiritual world, either personally or in his various incarnations, Ram, Krishna, Varaha, Kurma, so many. Yasya avatara bhutana. Why has he descended? Aparacharanaya shavunam vinashaya chudhuskritam. Vinashaya chudhuskritam is the easy work, or the secondary work. Knocking off the demons is not such hard work. Krishna can do it through his material energy, just drop a tree on them, have an avalanche, volcano can erupt, plane can crash, so many ways to get rid of demons. Therefore, the real purpose is Prachanayasadhana, for the benefit of his devotees, the benefit of the honest persons, Chayamayacha, to uplift them and benefit them, Chayamayacha, to free them from material, to make them happy in this life and the next. One gets this benefit of the realization of Krishna, either by speaking about Krishna or by hearing about Krishna, by remembering Krishna, by serving Krishna. Especially this hearing is being emphasized, bona fide hearing from a bona fide source. That will enable us to understand the Krishna science. And by hearing this Krishna science in the authentic way, we'll achieve the real purpose of human life. Otherwise, the human life is wasted. Enjoy our senses, which any cat or dog can do. We have some family happiness, which any cat or dog can do. And then we die like any cat or dog and come back again in another life. That means failure. But by understanding this, the science of Krishna, our life becomes successful, and then punarjanma nayati, finished with the cycle of birth and death, go back home, back to Godhead. Perfection. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions? If people who are materially bound hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the right speaker, do they get benefit? They'll also get some benefit. Materially bound, everyone's materially bound. So that we're materially bound is not a disqualification. It's understood that all of us in this material world are materially bound. But if we hear the vibration of Krishna, is mantra. It's liberating. Tra means free, liberating. So the mantra, the mind is delivered, and then if your mind is delivered, you're delivered. So the conditioned souls are especially meant for hearing. For the liberated souls, it's relishable subject matter. It's not that it's only for the conditioned souls. The example is given of sugar candy. For the healthy person, sugar candy is very tasty, so they enjoy eating sugar candy. And the person who has jaundice tastes sugar candy to be bitter. That's the effect of jaundice. But for that person also, the sugar candy is beneficial. It's the cure for jaundice. The doctor will recommend that you take papaya, you take mishri. And by taking that mishri day after day, gradually the tongue is cured, the liver is cured. And then the symptom is, oh, now it's tasty. So the liberated souls will relish hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and the conditioned souls will also benefit from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. Yeah, if we listen with faith and conviction, we'll get the full benefit. Therefore, we're recommending submissive oral reception. To hear with submissive oral reception, just like you hear from a doctor. You go to the doctor, and our attitude should be that the doctor knows what he's talking about. I don't know what the problem is. He's trained, he knows. And therefore, when he tells me this is the diagnosis, this is the prognosis, this is the treatment, then I accept, yes, this is the problem, this is the future prospect, and this is what I have to do. If we have that attitude, then we'll get cured as far as possible. Otherwise, if we go and he says this or that, and we say, yeah, and every doctor says something, every doctor has his own opinion, how much benefit will we get? Still, we'll get some benefit. We'll at least theoretically know that in the opinion of this doctor, this may be the problem, and could be. But I won't get the same benefit as the person who submissively approaches the doctor, takes his advice. Otherwise, well, why am I not accepting? Because I'm my own doctor. He may know something, but I know more than he does. There's one of the Ayurvedic treatises, maybe it's Shushruta Samhita or Charaka Samhita, where there's a list of patients that a doctor shouldn't treat. And one of them is like a patient who's too far gone, there's nothing you can do for him, so it's pointless. And another is Vaidyamanina. Vaidyamanina means a person who thinks he's a doctor. No point. Whatever you tell him, he knows more. So that's that's Arjuna's qualification. What is that? Bhagavad Gita? Dharma Samudha Chaita. But now I'm bewildered. I accept that I was giving so many arguments, I won't fight because of this, sin will overtake us, how can I do this? Well, even if they're greedy, why should we do? Finally he admits. I'm because of weakness of heart and bewildered. Yet Strayasyan Nishchitam Bruitam. Therefore you conclusively tell me what will be the ultimate beneficial thing to do. Shishyaste Shalimam Pram Prabhupada. Now I surrender to you. Now I become your disciple. Now you please instruct. Then Krishna begins speaking. Till then, just friendly talks. But when Arjuna admits, I don't know. That's the first step. I don't know. And the items of knowledge, and later in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a description of various items that are components of acquiring knowledge. And the first one is amanatva, humility. The person's proud. I know what I'm doing. I'm on top of my game. And what can be done? He has to get banged around some more by the material nature before he finally says, yeah, maybe I know. Might have it together. Therefore, that's another meaning of Maya is mercy.
Krishna gives mercy to the conditioned souls by banging them around so they finally say, all right, all right. That's the person who really benefits, the person who says, I really don't know how to, what I should do with my life. I really don't know how to make my life successful. I'm doing what everybody else is doing, but I don't really know that that's going to make my life happy. It doesn't seem to have made everyone else happy. It doesn't seem to have given real meaning to their lives. Now I'm going to do the same thing. Why should I do that? Jigyasu Shreyutama. No, I want to find out what the real benefit in life is. And I don't know. If I know, then I don't need to ask anymore. So he's the person who benefits the most. The other persons, they may also benefit. May start thinking, well, maybe actually there's a better idea than the one that I have. Maybe he's right. And gradually they'll also make progress. But the person who really makes progress is the person who hears with submissive oral reception.
Yeah.
Something?
Yes. Does that mean that if you only when you surrender to a person have you become most submissive?
Yes, we surrender.
What will surrender is when you
when we approach the bona fide spiritual master, we're recommended total surrender. Not 50%, 80%. Surrender.
So you have to be totally surrendered when you are listening to the Bhagavatam from a bona fide speaker?
Yes, it's not. When we hear Bhagavatam, we should hear with faith in the subject matter. Not that because I'm sitting here now, you're surrendered if I tell you tomorrow, hand over your life savings, then you have to do that. But that you're confident that the speaker will represent the message. The actual surrender, the person is, the rascals are saying, surrender to me. I'm God, I'm everything. But the bona fide spiritual master says, surrender to Krishna. Not surrender to me and supply my sense gratification, fill my pockets and fill my belly. Then surrender to Krishna. The person who says, directs us to Krishna, that's the person in whom we can have confidence. And I'll surrender to him because he'll tell me to surrender to Krishna. If he's going to tell me, surrender to Durga, surrender to Shiva, surrender wherever you want, this, that, then avoid that person. The bona fide spiritual master is the person who gives the same message as Krishna. Krishna says, Mom, Ekamshams, just surrender to me. And the bona fide spiritual master says, just surrender to Krishna. So when we find that person who's giving the same message that Krishna is giving, then we can be confident. Just like a lawyer. When the lawyer is giving you chapter and verse what the law book is saying, then we have confidence. Yes, he's representing the law. Otherwise, I think this, I think that, don't worry. And I'm charging a good price, so I must be a good lawyer. He has to represent what's in the book, teacher. You go to the school, or you place your child in the school because you're confident that the teachers are teaching the authentic, approved syllabus. Not that because the teacher is a wonderful guy and he has a nice smile, so I'll send my son there. No, because he's accredited, he's heard from the professors in the teacher's college, he knows what teaching is. He's got the books that are in the approved curriculum. That's what he's teaching. But yes, I'll send this on there. Otherwise, he has his own ideas. He has his own... No. Okay?
Yeah.
Shall we stop here? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.